Here with Saoirse Gormley after Tyrone have claimed the Intermediate Football Championship against Laois. Summed the game up first there.
Yeah, great game. I mean, we knew what we wanted the outcome to be when we came here, and thankfully we pushed on and done it.
And you've come through the minor panel obviously with Darren the last few years, and you've made the step up really this year to senior. Coming up trumps in the quarter final and semi final, you're very important to the team, and obviously two extra time in those two games as well shows the sort of grit and determination of the girls.
Yeah, definitely. The semi final and quarter final has definitely stood us today. I mean, we only started to play nearly an extra time of them both games, and as I said out there today in the last 10 minutes, I think it showed that we were the guts and just the hard work we were going to put in to get over that line, because I mean, we were on the losing side last year, and just to get over the line this year is something special.
And obviously such a powerful performance. You knew kind of Laois's strengths, you knew their weaknesses, you really pressed on the kick out, and that really helped you.
Yeah, to be fair to our backroom team, Darren, manager, the rest of them behind the scenes, is they're incredible. I mean, they had it till a T, not one question we asked, they had the answer for us, and all we had to do was stick to their game plan, and sure, it worked perfect today.
And obviously you got relegated in the league this year, but senior championship in Irvine football next year, that's going to be huge for Tyrone.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's where every young girl wants to be, playing senior championship, and just I've no doubt that this team could push on and compete at that level. I mean, we weren't far off this year in the league. We were, I'd say, unlucky at times to even be relegated, but I mean, we know where we stand, and as a group together, we know the belief. There's belief in that group, and belief's hard to stop, and I think we have a good chance next year to go at it.
I was chatting to Darren there, he said that nothing will keep you out of the pub for the next few days. Celebrations get going now soon.
I don't know, we'll celebrate a wee bit anyway and maybe get back to club, but we'll enjoy it tonight and see where it takes us.
Here with Darren McCann after Tyrone's intermediate success, 6-point win against Laois. Sum up the last few minutes of the game there.
Look here, you kind of don't get any relief until the hooter goes at the end. I suppose, you know, when the sin bin happened with 10 minutes to go, although we felt we had control in the game for large parts of it, we just maybe managed the game that wee bit better in the last 10 minutes, and we didn't force our chances, and, you know, when the opportunity came, we took the right option, I suppose. That was the big thing.
Yeah, and obviously you went into half-time 2 points up, but probably felt like you could have more of a lead going into the break.
Look, yeah, it was probably disappointing coming in at half time, but we didn't portray that to the girls. You know, we had 16 chances to their 8, and you know, we had won 30 something percent of their kickouts. You know, so the big thing was we were creating the chances, which is massive. You know, we knew if we could do that in the second half, we'd take enough to win the game. You know, and we've talked about all year, you know, 16 points, 16 scores will always leave you not very far away, and thankfully today it was the case again.
And obviously goals were huge in this affair. Eva Horace getting you on the first half, and then Katie Rose coming on as a sub and getting it in the second.
Yeah, look here, you know, Aoife's good for a goal every game. You know, she's just finds herself, and she probably doesn't get the credit she deserves because she puts a lot of work in, and she's done a lot of work off outside training, working on her shooting and different things. She's just the professionalism of her and a lot of the girls this year has been excellent. You know, and then again today our bench really come up trumps with Katie Rose getting the goal. She came on there with 20 minutes to go, and like she had an injury early in the year and missed the whole league. You know, it would have been easy just to forget about this season, but again, it just shows the character in these girls that they just wanted to play football. And you know, when they play football with a smile, they're a hard team to beat.
And obviously, you had a tough road to the final. You had a quarter final, semi final, both went extra time, both got through both of them. That just shows the grit and determination.
Yeah, it's been a funny championship. You know, we've played Fermanagh twice, Down twice, Westmeath twice, and then obviously Laois today. You know, so we felt we were battle hardened. Like Fermanagh were formidable opposition the two games we played. Down, big strong physical team, just like Laois. And then I suppose Westmeath, we knew the group stage wasn't the true reflection on Westmeath. And you know, look here, our girls showed great resilience and character to get over the line against a very, very strong Westmeath team. And look, today we just felt coming down the road yesterday, the preparation was spot on, and we were just ready for anything that was going to be through, honestly.
And just seeing their Saoirse Gormley coming through with a funny face at you.
Yeah,
here.
Right
beside you.
It wouldn't be like Saoirse to do that.
She obviously came through the minor, and you were minor manager there last year. What's that been like, sort of that transition for you coming into senior panel this year?
Look here, it's been very easy because obviously working with a lot of the girls at minor, and then look here, I had fortune enough to be taking obviously my club team, and I came up against a lot of the girls, so familiar with me, and then obviously through school you had a few girls as well, but ultimately, look here, that's been great.
You know. And I've seen you up lifting the trophy there with your three sons, is it?
Aye, three boys. Can't go too far without them there. And my nephews are up there as well. So, yeah, that's what it's all about. You know, it's a great occasion. And, you know, I better mention my wife at this stage, you know, because the last 10 months, like, she's held the fort, like, and, you know, she's been my rock the whole year. Like.
And senior football next year, but I'd say celebrations take over for the next 2 weeks.
Aye, look here, the storm's not going to stop these girls getting to the pub tomorrow, I'd say. I see Sorcia's looking to go already there. But no, look here, look, they deserve to relax now and enjoy it. They're all All-Ireland champions, like, you can't say that every day.
Absolutely delighted to be joined by an All-Ireland champion here. Caitlin, what a buzz, what a day. What a match.
Oh, it's just unbelievable to get over the line. Like, we've known what hurt was last year and we've known what defeat is like, but that's just unbelievable. Best day ever.
The work that goes into a day like today is unbelievable, and you saw the fruits of it there the last 10 minutes you got, you know, that goal that was so key late on.
Yeah, the work we've put in all year is just, we've had that never die attitude, like, from we've bought two games to extra time in the championship. Like, we just never give up this year, no matter what. Like, just never lie down, and it's just unbelievable to get over the line.
Yeah, what's your standout memory from the game at this close juncture to it?
Probably the goal there near the end. That was kind of solidified it. You kind of didn't want to think too early, but I think once we got that 4 points up, we knew we'd never lie down, because we haven't all year.
And it was a match that Laois were pushing you all the way, led for a lot of the first half, right up there until you got that second goal on 54 minutes, I think it was.
Yeah, like, the whole game was, what, 1 or 2 points in it, the entire game. Even half time, I think there was only 1 or 2. And we had a lot of misses, though, that we knew we were in a lot in the game. We had a lot of possession, but just that goal until that, it was tight. Like, Laois are a great team, only down from Division 1. Like, we knew that was going to be the toughest battle we've had all year, and it absolutely was.
Talk us through what goes into a win like this. You know, how long are you training? What type of training? You know, the journey that you've been through to get here and experience moments like this.
Oh, we've been training from start of November. But, like, 6 week block in a forest, Knockmany Forest, doing hill runs and through the snow and through the muck, and it's just the grit that we've done all year was crazy. And then we were in the track, in Oma track, doing track runs, and then the pitch and runs along the way. It's been crazy, the amount of work, and it feels like a long time ago we were doing those stuff. So it's just glad that it paid off this year.
Yeah, there's a great spirit there amongst your group, and you saw that, you know, when the challenges arrived, you responded.
Yeah, that's, I said before, like, we respond to everything this year. Like, it's crazy when you have forwards like Niamh O'Neill, Sorcia, Aoife, they don't give up there. Like, they're constantly going, getting the goals, taking points over the bar. Like, it's crazy, the fight on us, and I can't wait for next year to prove ourselves in Division 1.
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's a tough grade to withstand when you do go up next year. Mm-hmm. And you've seen and experienced it over the last few years as well. And we've seen teams, you know, win, go up and come back down, and others hold their own. Like, and there's a big mix there. And, I guess it's just about putting it in through the winter again, is it? And starting soon after. And when you have rewards like today, though, it's easy to go back.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think being in Division 1 league this year, playing the teams like Dublin and Kerry and Meath and Armagh, like, that'll definitely stand to us for next year. Like, all those games, we didn't get hammered in any games like in Division 1. I know we got relegated, but I think those games will definitely stand us in Division 1 championship next year. So hopefully we'll go and give it a rattle and get back to training in a couple of months.
Something about today, really, isn't there? And the crowds there and the flags going, and like, a lot of travel down from Tyrone to get behind you this afternoon.
Oh, absolutely. The, like, support was incredible, I have to say. It was crazy. There's a lot of clubs done buses and bringing their youth teams out, girls and boys, and I think that's the main thing, just promoting ladies football, getting the buses out. Like, every club should be getting the buses, getting the girls down, because it's a great day out, and you get to watch three matches. The junior game was really a good game, our game was a brilliant game, and I'm sure the senior one's going to be a fight as well.
Do you think that ladies football continues to grow across the country?
Oh, absolutely. Even from last year, the buzz this year just felt different. Like, it just felt everyone was backing you this year. Was just last year was great too, but this year has just been a different feel to it. Like, you've been really excited. The build up the last 3 weeks have just been crazy. Like, people wishing you good luck from everywhere. But yeah, I just hope it builds even more. Hoping today gave a good showcase for it.
Here with Maeve Corrigan after Tyrone's intermediate success against Laois. Maeve, sum that game up for us.
Oh, it's hard to sum it up. Frantic, probably for supporters, felt frantic on the pitch, but no, we were assured in what we wanted to do, and it just feels so good to have executed it today.
And obviously going in at the break, you were 2 points up, but probably felt like you could have been more up. What was the message going into halftime?
Really, just keep the scoreboard ticking. I suppose our girls they're just so eyes for goal, and it's brilliant, and you've seen it pays off as well, but we just needed the scoreboard ticking just to keep everyone's nerves down, and, you know, keep the doubt in their heads as well. I think our performance in the first half was probably, it was very good. We felt controlled. So yeah, the message was kind of just keep the scoreboard ticking, to just keep all our heads up. So yeah, thank God we managed to do it.
I think the biggest thing for Laois coming into the game was probably their speed on the break, and you managed their kickouts very well. You pressed very high, and you got a lot of joy out of that and a lot of scores. Is that something you honed in on?
Yeah, to be honest, we've done a lot of work on Laois. You know, they're a fantastic outfit. They've been playing at senior last year, so we knew we were coming up against a really well-drilled team. The fantastic athletes, like their runners through the middle, are insane. So strong on the ball. So yeah, we've done a lot of work on trying to press them, you know, on that middle third of the pitch, just to prevent them getting a run on us. And yeah, kickouts was a massive thing too. Our girls up front, like, they can finish, but my God, their work rate today. Like, every time they turned over a kickout or put that pressure on when on the second phase, it gave us all a lift. So my God, some work rate today from them girls up front.
And I think, yeah, when Katie Rose came on the pitch, she got the goal. I think that's when you kind of could feel that it was your day. Is that the feeling that was on the pitch as well at the time?
Yeah, I'm absolutely buzzing for Katie Rose, because she's unbelievable. She's very, very young. Gerard's only up with the panel from last year. And it's great to see her come on there today and make such an impact. But all our subs have been making such an impact this year. I think that's maybe the difference this year. Like, the girls are coming on and they're just reinforcing. We know whenever they come on, Emer McKenna as well, they're just going to bring so much more to the game, just adding pace. So yeah, I'm buzzing. And then Katie Rose got the goal. Yeah, you felt a wee bit of a shift, but you could never take a foot off. Like, the Laois were just constantly coming at us. There's some really deadly players inside there who they could get goals whenever, you know, they turn the pace. But thank God our inside defenders were deadly as well now today. So thank God everything worked out for us.
And your manager Darren McCann's there beside us. He's obviously just come in his first year. He was minor manager for a few years before that. What was his sort of freshness like, obviously coming in to a team that he wasn't really aware of, and coming into a new style of players where you just come off the heartbreak of losing at this stage last year?
Yeah, I suppose there is a wee bit of pressure for the boys coming in there this year, because I suppose we didn't really perform in last year's final as a team. So there was, I suppose, a wee bit of pressure in some games that we were going in as favourites just because of last year's performance. But no, the boys came in and they took their own tilt to it, and it was a refresh. We did just miss out last year, so, you know, they did have a good foundations to build upon. But like, Darren has been, he's a club man of my own, so he's worked with like a club team's intro. And he's the minor manager for the ladies last year, so he brought up a lot of those younger girls onto the panel, and they've just added such depth as well. They're so lively, and, you know, they just want to get at it. So no, they came in, like, the boys in fairness came in, Darren came in, and they've done a really good job with, you know, getting us all together. Thank God we've kept a good panel from last year. So yeah, they had a good group to build it, so yeah, it's been good.
Obviously now senior football next year, but I'm sure you'll celebrate mightily tonight.
Yeah, we'll think about that maybe in a couple of months. But no, you can't lie that that's probably in the back of your head too. Like, we're going out because you want to win in All-Ireland, but I think in all of our heads, we were playing senior league this year, and we didn't manage to stay up. That was a goal that we didn't reach. So to get back up there, that we're playing some type of senior football next year, was a massive part of it, and is a massive part of it. Like, in Tyrone, we want to be playing senior. You know, so that'll be the goal next year, to try and retain that. So, you know, when you're playing up at that level, you're playing against the best, and that's where we need to be able to lift our levels. So, yeah, we'll enjoy it now for the next couple of weeks, and then yeah, we'll look forward to that next year.